This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I got sidetracked. Somebody sent me a link for a recipe for spaghetti pie, and you wouldn't understand, but anyhow, delicious stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Hit up the website. If you want to get text notifications when the show is going to start or, you know, who we're going to have on, that kind of thing. I don't do it every day. I figure you guys got Outlook. You can figure it out on your own. But, you can just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And, you know, I sent out a notice before we go on here, let you know what we're going to be talking about and what's happening. Again, you know, it hurts our heart. I hope, and I know that some of you who, I won't say watch the show, but you definitely tune in, pay attention. I got some pretty nasty, I should read them and who they're from. I really should do that. I get some pretty nasty, what do they call it, personal messages on Facebook that they want to come after the cops. Some of these people who want to come after the cops, they've had a couple of, you know, they've had a couple of bad situations with the cops. Right? They've had a couple of issues where they got in trouble. They didn't like the way they were treated. And some of them, you know what, let's just be honest about it. Some of them probably were treated wrong. It happens. It happens in the best groups, and it happens. There's no way around it. As long as you've got a human heartbeat, there's going to be times where somebody's going to take advantage of you or not treat you right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're looking for perfection, why don't you reach it first and then reach out to other people? What do you think? So, you know, they want to send me these videos about these thugs or these nasty people that have done stuff to them. And I just find it amazing. I'm sorry, you know, I'm going off because I'm reading. I had an uncle and a couple of cousins that were cops. And you look at that and you say to yourself, okay, so these guys weren't in it just because it paid well. Because, I mean, frankly, to be honest with you, to put your life on the line, I don't think that pays well at all. You're putting your life in line for people to go give a crud, and they don't. We know this. That's an irritant. That's a problem. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. After the break, I'm going to bring Dan Pilla on because, you know, now Dan technically is not a sponsor of the show. I just like Dan a lot. I like what he's done for me. I know what he's done for some other people. And it's not all about the money. He loves helping people. Actually, technically, he loves beating the IRS, but he loves helping people. And the IRS nightmare that you're going to see happen over the next couple of years, and not because the government is going to purposely go out of its way to hurt you. It's just that it's gotten so complicated, so convoluted, that you're really going to have to, you're really going to have to take your time. Take the time, your time, whatever time, to make sure that you guys, what is it? You got your I's dotted and your T's crossed. Otherwise, they're going to nail you big. And there is no way around it. And, you know, all these things, you small business people, Dan's got a book on his website about small business taxes. What to watch out for, where the glitches are, where you can get hurt. The books are inexpensive compared to the amount of information you get. I know some of you don't read anymore. I can't tell you how many emails I've gotten from people going, look, I don't read. I don't like reading books. Is there any other way to give us information? It's like, no, no. It's not the same. For some of you who you read the Bible, but you don't read the Bible, you listen to the Bible, come on, tell me, are you telling me you get as much out of listening to it as you do when you actually read it quietly with nobody around or whatever? Not the same. And that, you know, again, whatever turns you on, whatever helps you understand, I get it. But anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. The COVID-19 masks. We've been going back and forth. And I think I told you guys, I was talking about this earlier, that when you wear that mask, I guess depending on the type of mask it is, whatever, I had to wear it. For the first time, I was in a meeting for 90 minutes with a group of people about a week or two ago. And in the meeting, you couldn't take the mask off. It would allow you to. And so I had to wait, I think, for 90 minutes. 2 hours later, I had a headache. Right? I left to be the first thing I did was took the mask off in the parking lot and started breathing real air. And people don't realize how much oxygen you're restricted from getting. An N95 mask, now this is according to the doctors and the scientists who wrote this a couple of years ago. It'll cut anywhere from 5 to 20% of your pure oxygen out. You could suffer from hypoxia. I can't pronounce another word. Hypercapnia. Both of them not good for you. So I'm your host, Dan Pilla, joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy.
Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Tim, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do the right thing. You know, again, some of you think you got it all together when it comes to taxes and other things. Doesn't help to get a little real information. Doesn't help to get information for somebody who's at it, been at it, trucking at it for years, and maybe... I'll tell you what, whatever he saves you in fines, send half of it to me. You're still ahead of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, we're back at it. Really, one of my favorite people to have on the show is me. Dan Pella joined
God
me.
God bless America. Don't you love it when playing comes together? All right, go away. We're not going to do that. We'll have to do it a little differently. There you go.
Okay, we're back at it. One of my favorite people to have on the show with me. Dan Pella joins me. He's not just the tax man. He is the tax man. And look, this is not a commercial. The bottom line with this is Dan has been on the show over a year now. A lot of you have told me that you've used the information. You've bought his books. You just love the information he gives out on a regular basis. And that's what it's all about. Some of you went around and you're a victim of your last tweet or the last thing you read on Facebook or what have you. But you really should be talking to the experts about this stuff. You know, you do not want the IRS sending you letter after letter after. Let me tell you, from personal experience, scared the crap out of me. Okay, because I'm sorry. I mean, short of Jesus showing up and saying it's your time to go, and the IRS, I mean, come on. Anyway, Dan Pella joins me, and he is the tax expert. You can find out more about him on taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. Dan, thanks for being with me.
My pleasure, Joel. Thanks for having me.
So you're still alive. I won't say tax season is over, but we've hit the July 15th deadline, and you're still up and about. And I mean, did you have those last-minute people that called you and said, oh, my God, I've got this, I've got that. I go, what am I supposed to do? And you're going, hey, it's the 14th. You can't do anything, right?
People are it doesn't make any difference when the deadline.
I know.
So there's always these last minute people, and you know we got return preparation folks in my office. I don't do the actual return preparation myself, but you know we've got people that do it, and that's the complaint you get. And anybody that's in the tax preparation business knows this. I'm not saying anything new. People just wait until the last minute, even though the last minute was 3 months longer this year than it normally is. But here's the thing that people need to understand, Joe. And of course, it's too late to do this now. But even if you couldn't make your return filing deadline of July the 15th, you could have submitted, and you and I talked about this last time we were on the air, I'm sure, you could have submitted a filing extension, Form 4868, to get yourself another 3 months to October in which to file the tax return. But, of course, that ship has sailed now. So you know, if you haven't filed your tax return by now or you haven't filed an extension, you need to get busy, Joe, because what happens is the IRS assesses a penalty for failure to file of 5% a month, 5% of the tax you owe, right? That's 5% a month for every part of a month that you're late, capped at 5 months or 25%. So this is a huge penalty if you haven't filed your 2019 return and didn't seek an extension. You need to get on the stick right now, and every month that goes by, it's going to cost you 5% more or part of a month. Even if you're 1 day late, Joe, that's 5% right there. Okay, so you got to pay attention to this thing, man. They're serious about these penalties.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, you're a nicer guy than I am, but if you couldn't get them together by April 15th, which is when you were supposed to have them together to begin with, and you missed July 15th, maybe you should have a 10% a month penalty. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Look, I mean, let's be fair here, and I appreciate your concern here, Joe, with people getting off the dime here and getting moving, and I certainly understand that. But the fact of the matter is, life happens. There's just no doubt about that.
Okay.
All right, take the corona thing away for just a second. Just erase that. There's any number of problems that a person can have within their life that would put them into a position where they can't file their tax returns. You know, any kind of a natural disaster. As I said, forget COVID. We might be talking about a fire, flood, hurricane, earthquake, any of those types of things. And I don't even mean an area or regional disaster like a hurricane or a tornado.
Right.
You know, I had a client years ago who had a small business, pizza business. He had three pizza stores in the Detroit area. And in one of the pizza stores, it was a small two-story building, and they had the restaurant on the first level, and then they had their offices on the second level. Well, there was a fire in the building, Joe. They completely destroyed the building, basically gutted the first floor, and smoke and water damage on the second floor was basically insurmountable. Well, all their business records and their computers were in the office on the second floor, and they were all destroyed. All right, and so they couldn't file their business tax returns on time, their employment tax returns.
Right.
And they couldn't file their personal income tax returns because of the destroyed records. Okay, that stuff happens, all right? And how about an illness or an injury? Again, take COVID away from it. I had a client years ago whose wife came down with cancer, and this guy spent, you know, the next 2 or 3 years of his life fighting for his wife's life, doing everything they could possibly do, traveling to this clinic, to that clinic, you know, doing this, doing that. Well, guess what? The financial obligations took second fiddle to the health concerns, and he didn't file tax returns for a number of years. Right? These things happen, and those are the kinds of things, frankly, that that the IRS will forgive penalties for. And so people need to know, Joe, that just because you get whacked with a penalty doesn't mean you absolutely have to pay it. If there are reasonable grounds for your behavior, in other words, you acted in good faith and didn't deliberately disregard IRS rules, you can get rid of the penalties.
Yeah. But it goes back to what I said at the beginning. You see those letters IRS on an envelope or the Internal Revenue Service, it just waxes you feeble. I mean, the fear just comes upon you, and you're right. You've said it before, and I don't think people really grasp the fact that the penalties are not in cement. That there are ways to get rid of them and or work through them or what have you. But the reality is they got to hop on taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com, and, grab one of your books. Look, if you don't have a small business, he's got books on how to win your tax audits, how to get tax amnesty, the IRS problem solver. There's a bunch of books up there. Matter of fact, some of you, I know you don't read anymore, but I don't know what to tell you. Get the book. Read the book. It is so frustrating. Tell me. Anyway, that's another story altogether, another segment altogether. But you really do have to get informed, people. You can't just do a knee-jerk on your last tweet or last Facebook page, especially when it comes to taxes. So, again, to your point, a lot of things happen to a lot of businesses here. Matter of fact, many of them that I know of that were thriving in December, November, December, their doors are shuttered now. And I can't even imagine what that's like. They probably don't have the money to pay the IRS. And I know we're going down a rabbit hole here, but I'm curious of that. Let's hit that on the other side of the break. But I'm really curious as to, here you are in July. Not only do you find yourself not able to pay your tax bill, you're really looking to see who's going to buy the equipment inside the store because you're not opening again, especially in places like California. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Dan Pilla, the Taxman, is with us, and don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Louisville, Kentucky say an officer has been shot as protests grow over the lack of charges for officers in Breonna Taylor's death. Demonstrations are happening in cities across the country. Taylor, who is black, was shot and killed in March while officers served a drug warrant at her home. The attorney general said that the officers were authorized to use force and return fire because they were shot at first. He said the officers knocked and announced before they entered Breonna Taylor's home. President Trump was asked about the case during a news conference.
Well, I thought it was really brilliant. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron is doing a fantastic job. I think he's a star.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said protesters shouldn't resort to violence. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Please answer the question.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Let's get back at it. You know, again, tax problems, I don't care who you are. I don't care how manly you think you are, how tough you are, how excited. I mean, let me tell you what, they will send a shiver up your spine when you get that letter from the IRS. And there's always a way out. There's always a way to make it work. And Dan is so down to earth. You know what, let's just bring him on. Yes. Anytime you're ready.
We're back at it again with my favorite guys, Dan Pilla, the tax man, and I mean the tax man. He's helped me out. I told you a little about the story. We're going to go into detail with that soon. But the reality is that when you see that letter from the IRS, all hope is not lost. All right? I mean, dead serious. If you pick up some of Dan's books, you head over to taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. Don't listen to all these. I mean, especially now you're getting inundated with commercials. Go to Dan's website as well. Check out his books, How to Win Your Tax Audit. There are so many little mistakes that we make. And then you get that letter from the IRS. You know, Dan Pilla, it's really funny. I keep getting this letter from the IRS. And because of what went on with me and you, I'm almost afraid to open the darn thing. But it's gotten to the point now where I know what it is. I get two about every quarter. The first one says, we have changed your address to match our records. They changed nothing. Okay, and the second letter I get, which is marked a day later, says we've changed your address to match our records. So, it's automated because it only cost them 37 cents or something. But that's crazy.
it is crazy. And but let me say this, Joe, based on the experience you had with the IRS, which we've talked about before, you shouldn't be afraid of anything those people send you. Nothing.
All right. You're right.
And this is an important message to folks. You know, you touched on it just a minute ago. Just because you get a notice from the IRS it not only is it not the end of the world, Joe, but let's talk about substantive notices about audits or collection. You owe this, pass that. Just because you get a notice doesn't mean the IRS is right. It doesn't mean you owe the money. It doesn't mean any of those things.
Right.
All right. You've got the right to challenge the IRS. You've got the right to challenge audit decisions. You've got the right to challenge proposed collection actions. And this collection action appeal, what we call a collection due process appeal, Joe, is probably the single most important right that people have as taxpayers. And so if you, even if you owe the IRS money and you know you owe the IRS money and they're mailing you a letter that says final notice of intent to levy, don't let your blood run cold. Don't get paralyzed with fear. You've got the right to a collection due process appeal. And when you exercise that appeal right, you get your case in front of the appeals office, whose written job description is to negotiate a settlement with the taxpayer. So you have to understand how this process works. It's not particularly complicated at all. Certainly doesn't cost any money to file the appeal. There's no quote-unquote filing fee. You just send the form in properly. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, walks you through that process. And you get your case in front of the appeals office, where you can negotiate collection alternatives.
Dan, is the, and I want to get to my question I was going to ask you before in a second, though. But when you get in front of these auditors, or when you get in front of the, maybe even a judge if it goes that far, are you better off representing yourself? Does that kind of give a little bit more leniency, or are you better off having a tax expert like yourself behind you and they know that you've got the information you need to push back?
Well, it depends on a couple of things, Joe. First of all, if you're going in blind, you know, in other words, you get a letter from the IRS that says they want to audit you and you know nothing about how the process works, you're a fool if you don't educate yourself or get experienced counsel.
You're right.
Now, if you do educate yourself as to how the process works, what the IRS is going to try to do, what your rights are to push back against that. Most importantly, in the context of an audit, you need to understand what your burden of proof is and how to meet that burden of proof. If you've got that guidance in that direction, you can do it yourself. Absolutely. There's no question about it. I've been teaching people to do this for 40 years, Joe, with great success. So it can be done. Where people make mistakes is going in blind,
yeah,
without educating themselves, without knowing what the process is, without knowing what the enemy's battle plan is and how to deal with it. That's when they get themselves in trouble.
Yep. And it's so true, people, because when Dan and I were talking through my issue, the bottom line with it was he was telling me how to approach it, what to approach it, what to bring, what to show them that I had. And, you know, I made one of the biggest mistakes of all. I actually lost a box 1 year of receipts. Now, how in God's creation do you prove to the IRS without your receipts? And with some guidance by Dan, I was able to make it happen and be able to prove my point. So it's never a lost cause. But Dan, God bless you. You've been at this forever. It still makes the hairs on the back of my neck go up when I see that envelope. Now what do you guys want?
You're right. Exactly. People hear the horror stories about the IRS and,
yep,
you know, people losing their businesses and their homes and so on and so forth. And that does happen, Joe. There's no question about that. But the fact of the matter is it does not have to happen to anybody that's listening to us,
right,
if they know what their rights are. Now, let me pull on one more string here. You mentioned, you know, just in further response to your previous question about, you know, should you do it yourself or should you get counsel? I will say this. In any situation where you're dealing with the IRS and the F word comes up, you absolutely want to make sure that you get experienced counsel. Now, what do I mean by the F word? It's not the one you're thinking of, Joe. Clean up the show. This is a family show here. I'm talking about fraud. If the IRS, if the word fraud comes up in any conversation you have with the IRS at any point in time, anywhere along the way, you need to stop the interaction, stop the conversation, and you need to consult experienced counsel at that point. When I say experienced counsel, I'm not talking about a tax return preparer, Joe. I'm talking about somebody that's got litigation experience with the IRS in fraud cases that can evaluate your situation and figure out what the real risk is. Now, let me say this. Just because the IRS uses the F word, again, doesn't mean that there's any legitimate risk of a fraud case. You've got a better chance, statistically speaking, Joe, you've got a better chance of being eaten by a shark than you do of going to jail for a tax crime. But that said, you don't ever want to play games when the IRS is using the F word.
Agreed. Agreed. All right, so let's go back to what I was going to ask you at the beginning, which was, you know, some of my friends put their life savings, you know, second mortgage on the home, the whole nine yards to open up a business. They were cranking. They were doing great. 2019 was a banner year for some of these guys. And right now, they've got wood over their front doors. They've actually, you know, closed down. This is one heck of a hit for these people. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
well it is, Joe. And I'll tell you this: in some cases, they don't have front doors to put wood over. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. In Minneapolis, the first week of the rioting in Minneapolis, notice I didn't use the word protesting. The first week of the riots in Minneapolis, there was a building that was burned to the ground. It was a bar restaurant. The owner of this bar restaurant was an African American guy that saved money for 10 years from his job as a Minneapolis firefighter.
Yep.
All right. So this guy's a Minneapolis firefighter for years, retires early from the fire department, takes every penny of his life savings, Joe, and puts it into that bar right on Lake Street, right in the epicenter of the riots. And so he's supposed to open his bar on April 1st. Well, on March 15th, the governor of the state of Minnesota shut everything down. So that was pushed back. So now here we are. He's just getting ready to open at the end of May. And what happens? They firebomb the entire block. His building burns to the ground. And guess what, Joe? No insurance. It's so tragic and heartbreaking. It's so reprehensible what these people are doing on the streets of our cities right now. It's unbelievable. And what it is, Joe, and this, we need to get our arms around this. I'm stepping away from the tax issue for just a minute because you started it. Here's the thing. We are in the throes of the opening stages of a Marxist revolution. This is not about social justice. This is not about equality. This is not about eradicating racism. All of those things are noble causes. What this is about is destroying the fundamental fabric of American society, and that is to say the Republican form of government that our system is based on. They want it eradicated, and they want socialist communism in its place. The Marxist model is riots, it's social discord, it's racial tension, it's all of these things that we're seeing playing out in our cities across the country. It is orchestrated by Marxists that want to destroy America.
I agree. I mean, I'm watching what's happening. I did a whole hour on the BLM manifesto where I went right through their own words, their own verbiage.
Right on their own doggone website.
And I said,
you talk about people not reading, Joe. This is just exactly what happened in Nazi Germany in the 1930s when Hitler published his book Mein Kampf and told everybody what he intended to do.
Yeah.
And you know what? That can't be right. He can't be serious about that. there's no way he really means that, is there? Well, I guess we were wrong about that analysis, and the same thing is going to happen with this Black Lives Matter and this Antifa nonsense. It's a Marxist revolution. It's pure and simple.
You know, we have, President Trump was right. We have dumbed down our kids. We have taught them to hate this country, taught them to hate everything that this country stands for, and have not really taught them the truth. But, you know, Dan, we got to go to break, but I got to tell you something. I blame conservatives. I blame us. We have not.
We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dan Pillow after the break.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Hey, hey, now hey, mambo, mambo, Italian. We are back. Hey, mambo, mambo, Italian. Don't listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me get back at it because, you know, again, many, many, many of us make tax mistakes, cost us a lot of money coming into the year. And I think it's going to be more confusing this time around. And that's why we need guys like Dan to help us out. Seriously. And again, whenever they're ready. Dan Pilla, the tax man. Anytime you're ready.
We're back at it with my buddy Dan Pilla, the tax man. Now, listen, not while we're talking. Write this down. Go there afterward. It's Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com. And there's plenty of books to choose from, okay? You know, how to win your tax audit, how to get tax amnesty, the IRS problem. So there's a bunch of books there that you can get enlightened with. And if you missed the last segment, go back and get it later. Get the whole show later because we podcast everything. And you see that letter come in the mail, it ain't the end of the world. I know it gives you that little feeling in the pit of your stomach, but they don't have the final say. And Dan and I have joked about this before. They'll send you the letter, and they send you this little 8.5 by 11 trifold of all your rights. But Dan, your rights are a little bit more than what fits on that 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, aren't they?
Well, yeah. They got two little pages of this crap, you know, printed on one sheet, front and back. And here's the astonishing part about it, Joe. This is the part that just drives me absolutely nuts. They're not bound by it. They put these statements in writing, and they're not bound. But this stuff isn't worth the paper it's written on. Statement of rights that the IRS puts out. As a matter of fact, the National Taxpayer Advocate has just released a statement here that she's incensed over the IRS's statements in their frequently asked questions. You go to their website, and you can click on just about any topic on the IRS's website, and they have a list here of frequently asked questions. They give you the answers to. Well, they're not bound by those. They're not bound by those answers, Joe.
Wow.
And in many cases, in teeny tiny print, they've got a disclaimer in those frequently asked questions that's specifically telling you that the IRS is not bound by the information in those frequently asked questions. You tell me this. What is an honest citizen supposed to do when we've got a tax code that consists of more than 4 million words that's been changed more than 5,900 times just since 2001 alone? And that doesn't even count all of the stuff that's happened with COVID here in the last, 4 or 5 months. Doesn't count any of that stuff. So we're well over 5,900 changes to the tax code. And people are doing their best to comply with this. They rely on the IRS to help them comply. Congress puts an affirmative burden on the Internal Revenue Service to tell people what their rights are and what their obligations are, and yet the IRS publishes this crap that they themselves say we can't rely on. This is out of control, Joe. It's just absolute madness, and it's out of control.
You go to the surgeon, he says, listen, I've done these things before, but I can't guarantee anything. Right? Have a nice day. I mean, come on. But you hit on a couple of things here. And again, you when you go to the IRS, some of us who have gone to their website, kind of looked around and poked around and what have you, they don't help you with things like, you know, some of the things that you point out in your small business tax guide is some of the 15 most common mistakes that businesses make. Some people, they're not there. You talked about fraud before, and I'm sure a few people passed out. But some people aren't really looking to fraud the IRS. They really believe that this deduction is real and okay. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, they really believe things.
You're absolutely right, Joe. Listen, the fact of the matter is the overwhelming majority of citizens do their best to comply. The fact is that the IRS collects about just for round numbers' sake, let's call it $3.5 trillion. 98% of all of that money is collected through quote unquote voluntary payments made by people who recognize their obligation to pay their taxes. Only 2% of the revenue is collected by the IRS through enforcement action, where they go out there and get in someone's face for the money. All right, so this is the reality. The overwhelming majority of people in America do what they're supposed to do when they're supposed to do it, but they need help. They need guidance from the Internal Revenue Service, and frankly, the IRS just in my opinion, just utterly drops the ball when it comes to that sort of thing. And you know, I talked about the disclaimer. This is the disclaimer that we often see on the IRS's FAQ page. It says, I'm quoting this now, this FAQ is not included in the Internal Revenue Bulletin, and therefore you may not rely on it as legal authority for your position. This means that the information cannot be used to support a legal argument in a court case. Well, what the hell is it doing on their website then if it's not legal authority?
That's amazing. It is, and they're again, it's just that scary IRS thing, which is why they really do need to get in touch with you. You know, taxhelponline.com. I believe in preventative maintenance, right? Preventative medicine. So really, they need to buy your book. They need to read through the book. They need to look at what they've got going on. Line up a bunch of questions. You know, don't just get on there and start jabbering with Dan. I mean, get some questions together so you know that you don't get nailed. I mean, I have a you've been at this for 100 years. I haven't. But I got a sneaky suspicion that this year they're going to be looking at people, small business owners especially, to see who's trying to skirt some of these tax issues, you know, with everything that's gone down and what have you, to try to get as much revenue as they can.
There's no doubt about it, Joe. The fact of the matter is small business people have always been targets for the IRS and when it comes to, you know, deductions, precisely because people don't know what is deductible and what's not. And most importantly, even if they know that something's deductible, they don't know how to keep the records properly. And even beyond that, having the records is one thing. Presenting them to the IRS correctly is quite another. This is where my new book, Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide, is so valuable because I take you step by step through all of the key issues that the IRS targets against small businesses, and I show you exactly how to keep out of trouble in every one of those areas.
I was leasing a vehicle specifically for the business, and I was not keeping mileage records because I leased that one for the business. And you taught me, not quite right. You still have to keep those records, you know, because when they ask you for the mileage on it, you can't just say, well, you know, I use it 95%. Yeah, I've gone to the store with it. Oh, you've taken your company car and you've gone to the grocery store? You know, that is one of the big places they nail people, isn't it, on the mileage?
Oh, sure, absolutely. And listen, there's so few people that are keeping their mileage logs correctly.
Okay.
And it's an easy target for the IRS. You know, it's just, you know, and I'm dealing with clients all the time that have these goofy claims on their tax returns that are being audited. And their response is, well, my tax preparer put that number down. Well, you know, it's humanly possible that a tax preparer pulled a number out of the air, but it's not very likely, right? Preparers make mistakes like everybody else, but it's highly, highly unusual that a professional tax preparer is going to pluck a number out of the air and put it on your tax return. That number came from someplace, right? It came from the taxpayer somehow, and you know, did the taxpayer pull a number out of the air? That may be true, but you know what? That's not going to carry the day if you're challenged on your mileage. You got to have the proper records, most notably, most significantly, the mileage log showing the number of business miles that you drove and establishing the business purpose for the travel. Without that stuff, the IRS is going to disallow the deduction, Joe.
Yeah. You know, and you and I have talked about this probably a million times, which is basically, you know, what are they going to be looking for? What do you think, and I know this is kind of a off the cuff question, but what are the three things the IRS is going to be looking to nail people for this time around because of all this craziness that's going on? What do you see some of the three most common mistakes that people are going to make to get nailed on? And you got 3 minutes to answer that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this right now. I just finished an article for my newsletter. It'll be coming out next week. It'll be the August issue on the Paycheck Protection Program audit initiative. Now, the IRS has not announced an audit initiative for Paycheck Protection Program loans. This is my prediction of precisely how the IRS and the Small Business Administration is going to challenge potentially millions of businesses out there that got PPP loans as to, number one, how they use the loan. In other words, when you get a PPP loan, you've got restricted use for the money, or it can only be used for certain things. So they're going to be challenging that. And then the other thing is the certification, Joe, that you had to sign to get the loan in the first place that said you need the money in order to maintain business operations in light of COVID circumstances. All right, that's a certification under penalty of perjury that they're going to look at to determine whether, in fact, that loan was quote-unquote necessary under your circumstances. So those are two areas I am completely convinced that the IRS is going to be looking at millions of small businesses here going forward.
Wow. And you know, again, people, don't make the mistake. If you're unsure, get the book, ask the question. God, it sucks to be on defense. You know what I'm saying? And believe me, I spent 2 years on defense. It sucks. And, you know, even when we filed our taxes this year because of Dan and because of some of the things he taught us, we went through them two or three times. And to his point about the CPA, you know, my CPA said, well, you know, it looks like you have this and this and this, so that should round out to about this. I said, no, let's not do that. Let's make sure we have the right number or pretty darn close that I can back up because I'm willing to take a loss of the number of the tax
return to make sure I could back it up with a piece of paper, a receipt of some kind, if you would. So don't be in that seat going, with your hair's on fire and you're calling Dan and said, hey, can you meet me at the audit Tuesday? And today is Monday at 9 o'clock. So, Dan, Tax Help Online. TaxHelpOnline.com, check them out. Dan's been with me a little over a year now. I can tell you what, you want an honest guy, and I'm telling you from personal experience, Dan is an honest guy. God bless, Dan. Thanks for being with me.
My pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I love Dan, and you can tell, because he's honest. Especially when it comes to your taxes along with other things, you want somebody who's honest and not going to get you in trouble all over again. So, hey, guys, hope you're learning stuff. Hope you're getting stuff out of the show. I don't want to be here just to entertain you. Notice that I don't sing. I don't tap dance. I don't do any of that stuff. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about us. I'm Joe Messina, your host.